The Mishnah continues, even if the creditor has a promissory note in the borrower's handwriting, he can only collect from free property because it is not considered a shtar and there is no kol. The Gemara adds, Ava pisha huchzik sab yadi bebezdin, ena gaiva elim nechasim ene chayrin. Even if Bezdin wrote a henpik, which certifies that it is the borrower's handwriting, he can only collect from free property, as Rashbam explains, because kiim shtar ena mayel el lahachzik bebezdin lekamay shahayi mikaydim, shleyuchel laiva laimer ena zik sab yadi. Bezdin's confirmation only helps to preclude the possibility of his denying that it's his handwriting. However, it is still only considered a milva peh as before. The Gemara challenges this from a Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. If a get is written in the husband's handwriting but not signed by witnesses, it is pasul midrabbanan. But if she remarries, her child is kasher. However, the get is kasher liketchila because edim is irikarti, the witnesses who observe him giving her the get affect the divorce. And so too, if a gaivim nechasim ishabadim, a loan document in the borrower's handwriting that was given over in front of edim can be used to collect from incumbent property. The Gemara answers by differentiating as follows. Shani hasim debishas ksivuhu deshiba nafshe. In that case, his property was indebted from the time the document was written. As Rashbam explains, because l'Rabbi Lazar, ki'ilu nechtemu b'techa shtar dami. The witnesses who observed the transfer of the document are considered as if they signed in the document. Therefore, it's a milva b'shtar. However, anu mibaylan b'haitzik sabyad ba'alma, our discussion is regarding a note in his handwriting that was not given over in front of Edom, therefore it is only a milva peh. The Mishnah continues, arav hayetzi la'achar chisim shtaris, gaivim nechasim necharen. If a guarantor adds his signature to a document beneath the witness's signatures, the creditor can only collect from the guarantor's free property, because his guarantee remains a milva peh. The Mishnah relates an incident. Maisa ba'alaf ne'er b'shmal v'amar gaivim nechasim necharen. Bishmal once ruled in accordance with this Mishnah. However, Amalei Benanis ain't a gaiva leim nechasim ishabadim, v'leim nechasim necharen. Benanis disagreed and maintained that the creditor cannot collect from him at all. Amalei Lama, Bishmal inquired as to the reason, and Benanis explained, Hari achaynik es echad b'shuk, umatza chaveir v'amalei hanach leivani etinach pater. If someone finds a creditor coercing his debtor in the marketplace, and that person tells him, if you let him go, I will repay the debt, he's not obligated to pay him because shalayala munase helveyu, he did not lend the money based on his guarantee. Rather, ela ezahu arev shu chayiv, what is the typical case where a guarantor's commitment is binding? Helveyu vani naisin la chayiv. If someone says, lend him and I will pay you, he must honor his commitment because shekena ala munase helveyu, the creditor extended the loan based on his guarantee. The Gemara cites two contradictory rulings from Rav. Kaidim chitim shtaris, gaivim nechasim ishabadim. La'achar chitim shtaris, gaivim nechasim necharen. As taught in the Mishnah, if the Arav signed before the witness is signed, the creditor can collect from his sold properties. But if he signed after the witness is signed, the creditor can only collect from his free properties. Afilu kaidim chitim shtaris, ena gaiva elim nechasim necharen. Even if the Arav signed before the witness is signed, the creditor can only collect from his free properties. The Gemara resolves the contradiction as follows. Hadach siv be plaini arav, hadach siv be u plaini arav. In the second case, he signed plainly as a guarantor. This is a separate statement from the rest of the document, and it is possible that the witnesses only attest to the main text of the document and not to this additional clause. However, in the first case, he signed and plainly as a guarantor. This is an addendum to the main document, and the witnesses certainly attested to this clause as well. The Mishnah relates to Amar Bishmal Haraitza Shayach Kem Yasik Bedin Mamanis. Bishmal then commented, one who wishes to become wise should study monetary laws, because she'en lecha miktzai b'tar godl mehen v'hen kamayin hanaveya. They are the greatest area of Torah study, and one can constantly discover new ideas, thereby sharpening his mind. Furthermore, v'reitza she'yasik b'din amamanis, yishamis eshimit benanis. One who wishes to study monetary laws had best study under Shimon benanis. However, the Gemara states, avat b'shekidu she'bishmol es benanis, halacha kamaisai. Even though Bishmal praised benanis' reasoning, the halacha still follows Rabbi Shmuel. Furthermore, chalukah Rabbi Shmuel af b'chaynik. Rabbi Shmuel ruled that one can collect from his free property, even in a case where he made the commitment in order to stop the creditor from coercing the borrower. As Rashbam explains, mishum tzar d'chavri shenechnik nami gomer makna. In order to spare his friend, he commits himself sincerely. Furthermore, halacha k'maisei af b'chaynik. The halacha follows his opinion in this case as well. The Gemara proceeds to cite a machlekes. Shmuel holds, Chanuk b'konu miyadi mishtabit. If he was coercing him and the Arv committed himself with a kinyan, it is binding. The Gemara infers, however, Arev Ba'alma loy ba'i kinyan. Ordinarily, an Arev becomes committed even without making a kinyan. However, if Nachman holds Arev de Bezdin hu deloy ba'i kinyan, only an Arev appointed by Bezdin becomes committed without a kinyan, but Ba'alma ba'i kinyan. An ordinary Arev does require a kinyan. The Gemara rules, Hilchasa Arev b'shas matan mois loy ba'i kinyan, achar matan mois ba'i kinyan. If the Arv commits himself at the time of the transaction, he does not require a kinyan, but if he commits himself after the transaction took place, he does require a kinyan. However, Arv de Bezdin loy boy a kinyan, an Arv appointed by Bezdin even after the transaction becomes committed without a kinyan, because by hiyano, de mehemen lay gomer meshabit lay. He commits himself completely in exchange for the satisfaction of being trusted by Bezdin. Hanuloch get pashit, v'slikalo mesechta baba basra, where Baruch Hashem completed the 10th parak and mesechta baba basra, and will begin mesechta Sanhedrin in the next shir, be'ezus Hashem.